Good morning. There is, I think, a wider agreement that, you know, there has to be an increased input use in Africa. There's a push by governments, but you know, farmers can use inputs only if it's profitable. So I'm trying to use wheat as a case study in Ethiopia, which is grown largely in the Ethiopian highlands, and wheat is produced hugely, probably next to South Africa and Ethiopia. But the wheat systems are very diverse. You could see mountains, you could see valley bottoms, a bit of also, you know, mechanized agriculture. So all sorts of systems are used for wheat production. And if you see the systems, they're also very varied in terms of slope, in terms of landscape position, and it has a huge implication on nutrient use, on water use, and labor use. And within even one system, you could see really huge variability within, like, this landscape within 4 kilometers of radius. And what is happening in the wheat system is farmers have very limited incentives, really, to apply inputs. One, because an overvalued exchange rate, there's, you know, irregular export ban of cereals, so disincentives. But also there are huge imports, you know, subsidized imports, usually including food aid, which are really affecting the market system. And then the market infrastructure is very poor. Despite all these, farmers, you know, apply inputs, particularly fertilizers in the country. So we're trying to understand, you know, how can we minimize their costs so that they can be much more profitable. This slide shows you in the valley bottoms about four-ton agriculture, very good crop, and application of different types of combination fertilizers. There's a response, but even the control is very high yielding, about 4 tons. You go to the mid-level, and a very poor crop in terms of the control plot, doubling, tripling of yield with application of inputs. And you go to the hillsides, the same amount of input, but you don't see any difference. So what is the incentive for this farmer to buy fertilizers and apply in this system? And if you just convert it to yield, it's a very clear gradient in these landscapes. A very high response, you know, in the midlands. Food slopes, already very high, but also responsive. The hillsides, very little response. The same thing is true in another location. And when we analyze the profitability of all these, still, regardless of the landscape position, you see, you know, the food slopes being much more profitable, but all types of treatments, N, P, K, all, you add up, you know, are still profitable. So farmers have still a reason to invest in inputs. But the hillsides are probably less attractive for investment compared to the food slopes. And these are different locations all over the country. So the implication of all this is that, you know, crop productivity in these systems is not only dictated by soil fertility, but probably by soil water content of landscapes. And input should be really recommended based on comprehensive analysis of both landscape positions versus farm profitability. And you know, the conventional system of using grids for soil fertility analysis and recommendation is really working in these systems, because within one system, you know, 500 meters away, you'll have a different landscape that really will respond or will not respond to inputs. So we consider agronomic and economic efficiency to be used for fertilizer recommendations. And these aggregate decisions, of course, should also consider profitability of farmers and, of course, you know, scenarios within the system. Thank you very much.